Good day. It is Friday, the 27th of January, 2023. So this is the fourth weekly of the month and the year. I'm going to try something a little bit different today in the interest of just experimentation and seeing what works or doesn't. I'm going to give continuity camera a try on my iPhone. So if the perspective looks a bit funky and you're not quite sure if this works, let me know. I want to give it a go anyway and see where it goes. And I would actually really appreciate your feedback on this one, whether it helps or not. Otherwise, I will go back to the standard desk-based camera. So, admin for the week. The content for this is now automated in a way. So what I've done, all the notes that I make through the week in my TickTick now get pasted into the podcast description, and then that goes to Pinecast, and then the feed of that feeds into the WordPress content. So it's all a little bit automated. It obviously means it's podcast first and then week notes second, like the actual blog version. But it helps me just kind of simplify that process and that workflow. What I've also done is plug that feed into the new newsletter, which is on button down. So again, it's on draft mode for now. So we'll see how it comes through before it gets sent out, just to see whether that content format looks right. And I will ask for a sample group to receive that email and let me know whether it works or not. The other one I want to just call out is this part. I tested iPhone recordings just literally with the audio only and video actually. Pulled that into Descript to see what the quality was like. The audio didn't work as I liked it. A lot of background noise, even with studio sound filters, it didn't sound right. And I was tweaking the settings and the thresholds. Not quite happy with that. So not quite there, but at least I can use the camera on my iPhone to get a different quality output. From a life perspective, it's been quite a good week actually, although I have spent most of the week at home. No office trips this week. I did try to shake up my environment though, just to make it feel like I wasn't in the same seat all week. I went downstairs, I sat in the living room for a few calls, I sat in the dining room for a few calls. I think when you're working and doing a lot of video calls, it works. I don't necessarily need my second big screen for all the deep work. I just need like a screen and a camera to have a nice focused conversation. And it actually encourages me to concentrate on the person in the video call rather than jumping between different screens or that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's helped me do that. And actually, it created some interesting conversations with the different settings and backgrounds. We do have like taxidermy and very old paintings. Is that virtual site or is it, I don't know, where are you, in a coffee shop? No, this is my home. So yeah, been quite a creative way of making my working environment a bit more adaptable, let's say. And the other thing that happened this week, we went to see the amazingly hilarious Guz Khan at the Royal Durngate Theatre in Northampton last night. He was brilliant. I actually really enjoy the show. Obviously a local chap living in Coventry around the corner from us. And a lot of his stories kind of relate and resonate because of that culture. We lived around this culture for a while now in the community. So yeah, highly rate Guz's performance. If he's still on tour, so I'd recommend looking for any leftover tickets and trying to grab that while he's doing that. From a work perspective, it's actually a really good day today. It is the ASOS annual wellbeing day. They did this last year. It's a way to try and combat those January blues. They give us a day away and it's basically an extra day of holiday. But it's in a way of trying to make you enjoy yourself, relax and look after yourself. So a lot of us have just planned to do nothing. But I've done my typical thing. So I did it this last year. I've planned a swim. I'm going to go get my hair cut. I'm going to go on some lunch with a friend. And I'm going to go some record crate digging as well in a local antique shop. They've got a cellar full of records. Hundreds and hundreds. It's a real mixed bag. There's probably going to be lots of Cliff Richard and track records that will not resonate with me, but they do have the occasional gem of like disco, soul, house, dance, that sort of stuff that I'm really into. This week, we also rotated our teams and line management duties. So my fellow engineering manager, Adrian, and I have now shared out and moved a lot of people around to try things a little bit different and bring different perspective to our management relationships. It's in progress now. So we've informed all our direct reports and there's a plan for over the next month to sort of hand those over. But it's quite a nice way to kind of change perspective. A lot of people question whether changing your line manager is a good thing. I see the benefits. I know it's not easy. You have to build up that relationship and trust again and get to know each other. But a different perspective is often a good thing. And we do have lots of fantastic frameworks in place now to make sure we've got a lot of consistency in the way that we performance manage and stuff like that. So yeah, big week for that. And again, Petals is gaining more traction. We had a call with some people in our people team on Monday about how they want to use it. So I've started the ball rolling with them, given them some big guidance. And he kind of reiterated that I should make this my objective for the year. We've got a mid-year reviews coming up in about a month's time. And that's an opportunity to kind of refresh your focus for the year. We also have our org-wide KPIs and OKRs identified now and refreshed. And it does align with that, actually. So it's a nice way of bringing it all together and gives me a nice focus for the rest of the year on how I can make Petals a bit more mature, iterate on some of the feedback we've got on it. And I'll obviously, I think I'm going to do a proper blog post on this one, and it's not going to do it justice on a quick wrap up here. From a science perspective, it's been quite a productive week too. I finished editing Mike and Sam's On the Side reunion conversation, annual goals. So I'm pushing it tight. It's end of January and I wanted to get this out in January. I've sent it to the lads to have a listen and see what they think. They've provided a bit of feedback and generally sounds quite, it's going to be quite good. So need to tidy up around the edges a little bit, get the artwork and show notes ready, and then we are good to go on that. I also recorded my Make Life Work with Adrian. Again, like I say, he's one of my fellow engineering managers at ASOS. So we compared notes on how we balance work, life and all the other fun stuff around it. And he has some really interesting insights to how he kind of has an ongoing to-do list that's side related and family related. And he works out how to mix that up with his work needs as well. It was quite rambly. I had a few interruptions through the call, the recording. So we're going to have to get quite tight on the edit on that. And we might revisit and do it again. But I'm going to have a look at that, listen to that next week and see how it turned out. And yesterday I had a bit of a panic moment. The scheduling of House Finesse was messed up a little bit. We had a guest lined up who's not been able to provide yet. They're still finishing off their mix. I panicked, went and bought a load of music, put a mix together like in a few hours, which I was super impressed with actually. And then realized Disco 77 had provided a mix at the weekend for this week. So I found that out, dug it out, tidied it up, did all the voiceovers, and it went out live this morning on Friday. So yeah, bit of a crazy week, but lots of good content coming out this week. From a tech perspective, played with a few new things this week. I finally got my hands on Ivory, the Tapbots app, iOS app for Mastodon. A lot of people have been getting early betas to this. I was getting a little bit of FOMO around it, actually. And I was so pleased when they finally released it, an early version on the store. Interestingly, they released it with very limited features, and then you had to pay the subscription to access the full feature set. 7-day window to try it, basically, and as well. But I had no doubt I was going to enjoy this app, knowing what Tapbots are capable of. Instantly went for the £15 annual subscription. And yeah, it's definitely what Mastodon needs, I think, to make it a bit more mass market. It feels more natural, a lot more. I know we shouldn't be emulating Twitter, but people are familiar with that UX and the way that we use that ecosystem. So I'm pleased that they've converted it into the Mastodon environment. And it's still early days, obviously, but some even little touches they've got in the app. So even the toot button that's naturally defaulted to the bottom right, if you hold, press, and you can move it around the screen to wherever you want. So if you're left-handed, it's a nice little switch across to the other side of the screen and it's easily accessible. Great little app anyway, and I definitely recommend it for anyone who is on Mastodon. And speaking of Mastodon, Buffer have rolled out their beta of their Mastodon integration, which I got early access to yesterday. I give it a go this morning. I've put out a little sample toot thing sent from Buffer. And I quite like the fact that it is there now. I don't feel like I'm going to overload when I have my surge of content and thoughts and then a lull through the week, which I think has happened this week, actually. So hopefully that will spread out my content and mind-numbingly boring toots that come out of my mind at times. And another little hack, actually. So I was reading a book this morning and it reminded me about one of my little habits I've got into now as a computer geek. I spend a lot of time on my computer and I've learned through mistakes that you can lose stuff quite easily. So I naturally hover my fingers over the Command and S keys or Control S if you're a Windows person. it's just one of those things that I've realized I do by default now, naturally, and I'm constantly hitting those buttons to make sure I don't lose anything. It saved me so many times, especially when I'm doing audio production or video production or any of those massive Word documents or PowerPoints that you get into the habit of making. I'm not sure if everyone does this, if it's just me, but yeah, that it's normally the thumb and the middle finger, or yeah, I'm naturally hovering over that state. And maybe it is an anxiety thing. From an entertainment perspective, it's been an interesting week. I watched a few movies last weekend. We watched the George Ezra documentary on Prime, where he took the challenge of walking from Land's End to John O'Groats with some mates. And I think it's a little bit of indulgence on his part, but it was quite enjoyable to watch. He has his guitar with him, so he's strumming away as they pitch up for the evening. He tells us some interesting stories about his musical career and, you know, some of the challenges he's been through as part of that career as well. And it was nice. It was just, it made you realize as well, getting back to the basics and just walking through beautiful surroundings can be so enjoyable. And one of the quotes he said, I'm not going to paraphrase this quote, but the fact that it's the journey that's exciting, not the goal. You know, once you get to John O'Groats, you're done. But actually getting there over 3 months is perfect. And it's the best part. So just, it's one of those moments you realize, yeah, it's not necessarily where you go into that's the best part, it's how you get there. And I feel like we can learn that message in many things in life. We also watched Enemy at the Gate on Prime. It's an old war movie with Jude Law and Rachel Weisz and a few other famous names and faces. We used to love this movie when it came out in the noughties. And it's still very good, but I think it's dated a little bit. There's some not brilliant acting at points. You're thinking, really? This is the best you got? But it was a very good, accurate depiction of what happened over in Stalingrad. And our son is really into like German history, Nazi history, and you know what happened during that time. So he enjoyed, you know, the realistic nature of what they're going through there. On a less morbid point, we've been watching Black Books on All4 as well, reminiscing over another noughties indulgence. We loved that series back in the day with Dylan Moran and Bill Bailey. It's such a great comedy. It is quite dark and there's some moments you're thinking, this is not dated great. But the fact that he's so happy in his space, in his bookshop with drink and a fag, and you know, he's just that lifestyle is gone now, I think. But his character is perfect. Really enjoyed getting back into that though, and it's been fun to watch. I finished my Kwan series, book series this week, so that's all good. I think there's one more left in the season that was actually dropped end of last year. So that's going to be the next one, hopefully not the last one. But yeah, I've enjoyed indulging in that series. And I also picked a book this week called Why 75% of Podcasts Fail and How You Can Avoid It by Daniel Larson. Unfortunately, disappointed. It was literally just a load of quotes from people who created podcasts, and I didn't learn much from it. They asked the same old question, like, what would you wish you had learned when from the start, and any hacks that you've got for anyone to share? It's nothing groundbreaking, and all the same old stuff I've read already or already know of. I think if you're brand new to podcasting, it'll benefit you a little bit more, but someone who is a bit more seasoned and familiar with the tricks of the trade, as it were, I didn't get anything from it. So I literally just skimmed through for any final points and I was like, nah, that'll do. So that's it for this week. I'd love to know what you think of this new format with the continuity cam, if it helps or not. It might enable me to get out a bit more as well. This is something I'm thinking about. Like, how can I do this when I'm not at my desk? So let me know if it works or not, if it's a bit close as well. I don't know if this is a bit too in your face. And again, the newsletter's there for anyone who wants to give it a go. I'm going to send out a sample message next week to see if it works for anyone. And as I say, the week's been pretty good. Lots of content coming out, lots of content being made, and Make Life Work will drop. So let me know if you're interested and what you think of that first episode with Mike and Sam. I will be back next week with more updates for my life, side projects, work, and all the other fun stuff that goes with it.